a marketeer, we need to understand the critical forces which are influencing the management of products. There are two kinds of forces, ladies and gentlemen. One are the external forces and another are the internal forces. Now, if you look at external forces, what are those? The market. How many prime determinant of product success? Is the market? Is the market ready to take this kind of a product? Competition, always present and threatening. You know, competition, you know, always there. The channel of distribution, they don't support you. It's a critical factor. Technology, continuously involve, you know, the technology, you know. It's very important. And what are the internal forces? Company's internal force, your financial resources. Do you have the money? Do you have enough cash flow? If you want to take a product decision, I mean, do you have that kind of resources? Could be man, machine, material. The technological ability. Does a company has the technological ability to develop products and keep them up to date with the changing market dynamics? Supply of raw material and parts to ensure smooth production planning and scheduling. Do we have that in the right way? Marketing, very, very important. The most crucial internal aspect of product success is marketing. Why? You understand need, then make a product, right price, right place, right promotion, right distribution, and product is a success. Very, very important, dear. Fifth point, external product life cycle. We have seen that in length on this. The economy, very important, is an external factor. The economy. What's happening? What are the opportunities that are there in the economy? The government. Positive or negative actions, the policies of the government. Ecology, you know, we talk about natural environment today and we talk about problem of pollutions, global warming and things like that. These are some external forces which actually, you know, we did macro environmental forces, and if you remember, we spoke about political, economical, social, technological, legal, environmental factors, right? Internal forces, what are them? Most of them, production process. Do we have, second in importance to marketing, to cope with expanding and competitive markets? Marketing get a lot of demand. Can the production produce and give it to them? Very important. Marketing has good demand. Can the production make the product in the right quality? Very, very important. HR, do we have the right kind of people? HR, right kind of people who have got the ability to do great product planning, who have the ability to do great product management, who have the ability to do therefore great implementation. Human resources, very important. These are some critical forces, both internal and external, which influences the success of a product to the marketeer. I'm sure you are clear on what we are saying. Product quality, very, very important. Is it not? Every consumer should understand that people are looking at quality, dear. People want quality. Consumer want quality assurance. You have to give. So companies are getting into TQM, Total Quality Management Process. It's a corporate planning strategy. It concentrates on the total company's effort in all areas of management. It covers leadership, it covers people management, it covers resource management, it covers manufacturing process, it covers technical improvement, and it covers zero defects. It covers to understand what are the defects that come in way to satisfy the customer needs. It covers the company's policies, processes, system, procedures, strategies. We need to understand what do we do to satisfy the people, the consumer, and contribution to social and ecological obligation. Dear friends, if we are able to do this, a wide gambit though, if we are able to do this, we have an acceptable quality in all areas of business. So total quality management, every company has to do that. Then we have certification, you have ISO certification issued by several national standard bodies. We need to have them accredited to the International Organization for Standardization. ISO certificates, dear friends, as we all know, are gaining increasing acceptance around the world, around the globe, as a hallmark of quality. So you have ISO for processes and system, for manufacturing process, so different kinds of ISO certification. This specialized international agency was set up basically to promote the development of standardization. Why? What do you do? Because it will help facilitate international exchange of uniform quality goods and services. That was very, very important, and every manufacturer needs to therefore make a good product of good quality, look at total quality management, and have a backing of great accreditation or certification required in their businesses. We need to do that. And every product have got a product personality. Like they say, MRF tires, yeah? MRF tires, a product personality. MACO. Successful, there are two essentials of successful marketing. Therefore, one is product, two is markets. We have already talked about it. And if marketing can get together products and market in such a way that the products and consumer demands are perfectly correlated, then marketing is successful. Otherwise, no. Because both are equally important. You need to understand that. Product is expected to satisfy all the needs and desires of consumer. Otherwise, what's the use? Nobody buys. And what are the five major components of total product personality that we should know? One, the core benefit, I've already talked about. Two, the brand name. Three, the package and the label. Four, the guarantee or the warranty that the product is giving to the consumer. And fifth, last but not the least, is after sales service. We need to understand all of that. And every company therefore works on to become a brand and to have a brand. What is a brand? Brand is a name, brand is a term, brand is a symbol, brand is a logo, brand is a design, or is a combination of all of them that distinguishes one product, one service, one business, one company, one firm from the other. And the process of actually creating and giving a specified name to a product or a good or group of products from one organization is called as branding. Dear friends, we know that this is so, so important. Why is branding important? Dear friends, you know that, you know, you wear a coat, 1,000 rupees. You go and say a Cambridge suit, maybe 3,000 rupees. You go and say Raymond, 10,000 rupees. You go and say Mark and Spencer, 25,000 rupees. You know, see, that's the power of a brand, right? The marketeer can build a bright image of his organization around the brand. That's important, sir. Branded products are easily recognized. You say, which coats are you wearing? I say, Mark and Spencer, you know, available. Branding enables the firm to control over the market. They will have control over the market. They will get repeat sales. Product substitution is not possible because you go and say, I want a Johnson baby powder. Can it be substituted? He gives you something else. You said, hey, have you not understood? I spoke to you that I want a Johnson baby powder, dear. You see, not substitutable. Branding will differentiate a product from its competitor. Brand owner, that's what, there's a brand. If a firm has one or more lines of branded goods, it can add a new item to its list easily, and a new item can enjoy the advantage of branding immediately. iPhone, classic example. Because I spoke about iPhone. Look at any product. Tata Motors, say Tata Indica, Tata Nano. So anything which comes, so Tata, brand name, good, wow. Johnson Baby Powder, Johnson Baby Soap, Johnson Baby Lotion, Johnson Baby Cream, Johnson Baby Shampoo. Wow, that's good, you know. Cadbury Silk, Cadbury Dairy Milk, and Cadbury Nutties, and Cadbury Celebration. New product, easy, Cadbury. That's, I talk about different kinds of branding. And why do you brand? When supply is more than demand, company not only need to create customer dear, but they also need to keep them, and they need to see that we have to give them the needs what they want, satisfy them again and again, so that they become brand loyal. Competition is going up, and companies need to understand that they have to give something different in their product. Advertising has gone up, publicity has gone up. Branding alone enables advertising. Dear friends, why do we brand up? To create customer loyalty, one needs to project a product personality of a brand to which the customer will be loyal. This personality is what we call as a brand, sir. Very important, as a brand. Amitabh Bachchan, brand, right? Celebrity, they call it brand, you know. You understand? That's what is a product, has got product personalities. So we need to understand that, dear. Branding gives separate identity, easy recognition. We need to pack the product well. So packaging plays a very important role. And because we say that packaging is a silent marketeer. Packaging goes hand in hand with branding, sir. Branding constitutes the basics of successful activity of demand creation. And dear friends, let us understand this very important. The right kind of brand advertising and personal selling, I will talk about this in promotion, provide ample information to the consumer about the branded products. And dear friends, branded goods have uniform and standardized quality. As the owner of the registered brand, is personality responsible to maintain the quality? Dear friends, rapid sales turnover can happen. There may be considerable saving, dear. Those are various reasons for branding. You cannot move out without, you can't just do without branding. You have to have a brand. Look at yourself, you know, I talk about and I do workshop on personal branding. And I say, hey, you are a brand. What's your name? Dr. Deepak Bhattacharya, you are a brand. Hey, you are Sunil, let's say, you are a brand. Because you're different. You're different than others. And you need to therefore project that. Because if you can't do that, probably you'll not move ahead in life in the pace at which you want to. So you need to have branding. And what are the essentials of a good brand? A brand should suggest something about the product benefit. Rough and tough jeans. Johnson baby powder, right? Fair and lovely, right? What is happening is, you know, a brand should suggest something about the product benefit, its use, quality, product nature, performance, action. The name should be short, simple, easy to use. It pronounce, don't use, pronounce. Spell, remember, identify. Explain. Very simple, right? It should be like, yeah? So you remember the brand, you know. It should be capable of registration because the brand should be legally, the name should be legally available for use. And therefore, you should go and register the brand and get legal protection for the same. It should be stable, it should create present association. It should be unique, sir. It should be attractive. It should be distinctive. It should be different. And it should be too good, sir. Right? So we need to understand. Now, what are the different kinds of brand that you have? Individual brands. Like Nestle, Maggi, Nescafe, Milo, individual brand. Family brand name. What is family brand name? Johnson Baby Powder, Johnson Baby Cream, Johnson Baby Soap. What is family brand? Cadbury Silk, Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Nutties, Cadbury Five Star. Now let's look at, you know, a few of them. Individual brand, each product has specific Surf, Tide, specific brand. The manufacturer has to promote each individual brand in the marketplace separately. Family brand. Here, it's not limited to one line of product. Amul for milk product, you know. Mapro for fruits, squashes, if you see. Generic brand, family brand, everything, you know, they are putting under that brand. They need not promote everything separately, you know. Amul, they know. Umbrella brand. You have all products and name of the company or the manufacturing. All products such as chemicals, textile, engineering goods, manufactured by Tata. You know, like Tata is an umbrella brand. As one of the umbrella brand. You see, you look at Tata, Tata Motor, Tata, you know, everything got a Tata brand name. Look at Tata Motors. Tata Indica, Tata Mazda, Tata Nano, so on and so forth, you know. Combination device. What is combination device? Tata, since I gave this example of a Tata, Tata House is using a combination device. Each product has an individual name, but it also has an umbrella brand indicating the business house product, the product. Example, Tata Indica, Tata Nano. So Tata is an umbrella brand, but if you look at individual product also has got Tata attached to that. Under this method, side by side with the product image, the image of the organization also is there. What are the advantage and disadvantage? Let's look at this. Maggi had a problem. With Maggi being a problem, Nestle, who are manufacturing of Maggi, had a problem in Maggi, but their sales of Nescafe, Milkmaid, and all the other products that they make was not affected. But when it is an umbrella brand, let's say Cadbury for that matter, which was working also with a combination device sometime, one problem in one chocolate of one particular Cadbury, let's say 5-star, entire, all the products will get affected. Is it not? That's a disadvantage. Advantage. It's easy for you to promote because you say Tata, you say Cadbury, ABC, sales happen. But if if Nestle comes out with a new product, let's say ABC, they have to promote the product. I'm sure many of us, not us here, because we are good, but many of people may not even know that Maggi comes from Nestle and Milkmaid, you know, and other also comes from Nestle, may not even know Nescafe and things like that, you know. So it helps you. So there are certain advantages, there are certain disadvantages. And the last one we talk about is private or middleman's brand. You know this, you go to a DMart, you see DMart has got its own packet. You go to, let's say, More, and you will see they have made their own brands and put it, you know. When you go, let's say you're buying a soup, you see they have Nestle soup there, right? You have Knorr soup there. And they will also have their own brand soup. You know, they have branded as Fiester, I see, own soup there. These are done by manufacturers or distributors and have their own brands. Large retailers, you know, Pantaloon has their own brands maybe. You go to Globus, have their own brand and clothes they are manufacturing and selling. Dear friend, branding is a very, very powerful instrument of advertising and sales promotion. And in order to secure the customer loyalty, we have to see what do we do to see that we have a great, great, great brand. And the reason for granting unique importance to marketing, importance of branding in a marketing program are, you know what? We are able to differentiate the product. we are able to give a great brand image. We get brand loyalty. People patronize our brand. They get brand patronage. They go and say, no, I want this brand only. We get brand preferences. People associate themselves with our brand. So we get brand association. And because they are so involved with us, we have a brand equity. This creates a great market for us. And brand, therefore, is so important. So important, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you are understanding. And every organization, therefore, has a brand strategy and a policy. Branding strategy indicates how the firm chooses to use this branding as a very, very vital, integral part of its overall marketing strategy. Because as we have already seen, to you and me as a consumer, a brand is just a means of differentiation. The product manager or the brand executive or the brand manager has to take various kinds of decision while managing the brand. Which means he has to understand what kind of positioning of the brand he is looking at. You know what is brand positioning? How you position the brand in the minds of your consumer. Maggie, 2 minutes noodle, 2 minute fast, 2 minute noodles. Johnson, baby shampoo, babies ke liye positioning. We know mothers better, right? That's what you know, right? Nike, just do it. Yeah. What is happening is brand positioning. These people need to understand what kind of brand name will I select? How do I develop the brand? How do I rejuvenate the brand if required? And therefore, dear, if required, how do I go about launching the brand? So how do you position the brand in the target customer's mind? What is the brand name, logo, design that you will select? How do you get brand sponsorship? The product could be launched as a manufacturer's brand, right? Or as a private brand, or as a distributor brand, or as a licensed brand, for example, Coca-Cola, or it could also be co-branding. What is co-branding? You see, you can have Maruti Suzuki co-branding. Right, you can get together and probably get into ICICI Prudential. You need to develop the brand with 4 different strategies. What? You can do brand extension, which means you go about new brand. You can do line extensions, we have already talked about it. And you can probably get into product with multi brands. Brand regeneration. Now, what is brand regeneration? It's the act of adding value to an existing brand by improving the product attributes and enhancing the overall appeal. Now see, what is the aim? The aim is to refocus the consumer's attention on an existing brand. For an example, Surf became Surf Excel, Surf Ultra. They went on and added new features, new benefits, and came with new product. The next one, the product manager needs to understand, do we need to do a brand relaunch? Sometimes, occasionally, some brands do not succeed in the market or probably reach therefore the decline stage after an initial success. And therefore, companies try to give the brand one more trial with some modified attributes or features. And they go about aggressively promoting the brand. This process is called as brand relaunch. For example, what was done by Santoor Soap. Brand relaunch. So see, a product manager or a brand manager needs to take these various decisions when he talks about branding and what is the thing that he needs to do for that particular brand. Now there are some disadvantage also. Now like you see, everything has got an advantage. Obviously, everything has got some disadvantage also. Now these are what critics says. If you ask me personally, I don't go too much on the disadvantage on branding. But you see, but since I am, you know, talking to you, you know, on a video, I would just like to highlight a few of them. Consumer relies heavily on the familiar, heavily advertised and generally high priced branded goods. Now see, this is good for a company which is selling luxury items. For an example, BMW. For an example, Mercedes. You know. Consumers many a times are really given facts and figures or factual evidence to prove higher quality. Price is no reliable indication of quality. Now that's what people feel. But normally in reality, people feel that price, which I'm going to do after this particular, your chapter number 6 is on price. Very, very important. I will talk to you in depth on price in the next chapter. There is no dependable correlation among brands. Price and quality is what sometimes people feel. I mean, I look, the manufacturer brand is a national brand and therefore is heavily advertised, hence sold at higher prices. Branding process raises the retail price of the branded goods. You see, people say by 20-25%. And very important, for some people feel that consumers get similar experiences with different brands of the same product. Oh, that's what is a general feeling. There could be some disadvantage of branding, sir. But as far as I am concerned, I look at only one thing and I say brand is a brand. And what is a brand, ladies and gentlemen? Brand is a name, a term, a symbol, a logo, a design, a combination of all of them that differentiates one company, one organization, one product, one service from the other. And branding is a process of doing this. And we have already seen that what are the different aspects that we do in branding. And what are the different aspects that we should do when we actually talk about managing the brand. Let's go on to the last part of this particular chapter, and that is packaging. Now you know that packaging plays a very, very important role. Packaging is a silent marketeer. There, what is the function of packaging? It's a sales tool because there's a silence marketeer. It identifies the manufacturer. It identifies what is the product. It carries the brand name. It carries it actually gives you a label which informs the buyer about what is the content of the product, how to use them. It is the biggest advertising and promotional tool. It helps in protecting the product. A package protects the product from breakage, from spoilage. It should be so convenient, easy to open, easy to dispense, close, safe, use. Dear friends, packaging plays a great, great role. Label. Now, on that package, you have a label. It's an act of attaching or tagging label. What is a label? It may be a piece of paper, a printed statement, right? Which shows, right? It is either a part of a package or attached to it. Indicating what? The contents, the price, the name of the product, and basically who are the manufacturer, who is the marketeer, and all the other useful information which may be beneficial to the consumer. Labels are classified as brand, as grade, descriptive. It is in a descriptive form, informative. Brand label mentions the brand name, the trademark. The grade label identifies the quality by a letter, the number, the word. Example, if you look at any pharmaceutical product, labels on drug and dangerous products contains factual information. Labels gives you pharmaceutical product. Every manufacturer needs or gives a product warranty. Now this product warranty must be clear, unambiguous and meaningful. Dear friend, it has become a very important selling point for any organization, and therefore it helps to be one up on the competitive market. We need to have and give a product warranty. If it is after sales service, If a product requires after sales service, it's an important aspect of a marketing transaction. Every increase in the use of machinery, appliances, equipments, you have to see that for smooth maintenance and repairs, we need to give them after sales service. And if you look at it, dear, this is one of the major aspects for you to buy that brand again or not buy that brand. It depends upon what kind of after sales service have we got, dear. Because we all know that after sales service is so important. If good, it maintains the seller's goodwill. After sales service, any complaints, any grievances that the consumer has about it can be resolved. Sales campaign will achieve remarkable success if after sales service is included in the sales promotion. You see, many companies give free services during the guarantee period. It's the best selling point in the sale of machinery or appliances. Is it not? You buy an air conditioner, they say 1 year servicing is free, we will do 3 services a year. Very important. People ask, computer you buy, what is the free service that you're getting? You will benefit. After sales service is very, very important, dear friends. Dear friends, let us understand what have we learned in this chapter. What we learned is product is one of the major piece of marketing mix, and we need to take care of the product. We understood what is the product, we understood levels of product, we understood product life cycle, we understood diffusion and adaption of product, we understood brand and branding, we understood what are the different things that a marketing manager should do when it comes to various levels of the product life cycle and what are the strategies that we need to do. We understood that innovation in our product is one of the major things that every organization needs to do. And how do we go about innovating the product to see that we go about getting increased sales and market share? We went about to understand that as a product manager or a brand manager, what are the different things that we should do with our brand? Dear friends, I hope you have enjoyed this. God bless you. Thank you very, very much for tuning in. Love you. Take care of your health. Bye-bye.